Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men can see the end from the beginning. I like that. Real men can see the end from the beginning. On the Real Men Check-In this week, I want to check your vision. That's right, we're going to check your vision. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, you've probably heard this verse quoted literally hundreds of times and used in hundreds of situations. And usually when we think about vision, we typically think about God's purpose for our lives, the mission or ministry he's given us and called us to, or what we want to accomplish with our lives when all is said and done. But this week, I'm going to make it more practical so you can apply it a lot easier in your life. When I was a college professor almost two decades ago, I worked on a campus of nearly 10,000 students where there were less than 5% students of color on campus. And I was one of maybe three African-American professors on the campus. Now, the only reason that's important for you to know is because it shouldn't come as a surprise to you to know that almost all of the African-American students on our campus either knew me personally or knew about me. In other words, as an African-American professor, it was hard to hide. Now, one of my students in particular, and he will remain anonymous because I didn't get his permission on whether it was okay to share this story with you, even though I'm sure he wouldn't mind at all. But when I met him, he was a sophomore majoring in mechanical engineering, and his future goal was to become a car designer. He had successfully completed my class, which was a business professional communications class, and even though he was no longer one of my students, we kept in contact with each other. Now, he would come by occasionally once in a while to say hello, or just to get some advice from me, or just to tell me what was going on in his life. He was a great kid. But other than being an African-American student on a predominantly white campus, what made him stand out the most wasn't his color. It was his hair. Hear me on this. This student wore Bob Marley-style dreadlocks in his hair. And based on the reaction of the girls on our campus, they seemed to like it. And personally, I had no problem with his hair, so it never came up as a topic of discussion. I guess most men don't talk about each other's hair when they're talking to men. Well, one day, I received a call from a female colleague of ours, a good friend of mine, who worked as a counselor to minority students on our campus. And I could tell in her voice that something was wrong, because she was usually the kind of person who was always upbeat and happy. But when she called me, she was highly upset. And she mentioned this particular student of mine with the dreadlocks. Now, remember, this was over 20 years ago, so dreadlocks weren't as common now as they were back then. So can you imagine what kind of statement that made then as a student, especially on a very conservative campus in a very conservative town? I kind of think you get the picture. So she tells me that she has suggested that this particular student get a haircut and cut off his dreadlocks. Now, mind you, she was even closer to this student than I was, because I was just his professor, but she was his guidance counselor, so she saw him on a more regular basis than I did. She said when she asked him to get a haircut that he refused to do it. And she said that when she asked him why, he said because his hair allowed him to express his uniqueness. It's who he is. But she was trying to convince him that his dreadlocks could potentially and possibly prevent him from getting opportunities that could help him as a student and eventually as a college graduate when he's applying for jobs and going on job interviews. Makes sense, right? But he wasn't being persuaded. So she called me and she asked me would I talk to him and tell him to get a haircut. And I politely told her I wouldn't. I said, no. She asked me why, and I said, because he's over 18 and he can choose whatever he wants to do with his hair. And she didn't agree with me either, and she was not happy. Well, about a couple hours later, guess who shows up at my door with his dreadlocks dangling? Now, I could tell he had a bit of an attitude when he showed up at my door, and he wasn't coming to visit me by choice. He was being sent to me. Now, he said, go ahead, Professor Martin. I said, go ahead and what? He said, go ahead and tell me I need to go ahead and cut off my hair. But to his surprise, I told him, I said, man, I don't care what you do with your hair. I said, I'm not going to tell you to get a haircut. I don't know why she even sent you over to talk to me in the first place. And that kind of took him off guard. So he said, man, well, good, because I'm not getting one. Can I go now? And I told him, I said, sure. But before you go, can I ask you a couple of questions? And he said, sure. I said, let me ask you this. Are you still majoring in mechanical engineering? And he said, yeah. I said, you told me that one day you like to design cars for a living, for one of the top automakers. Do you still want to do that? And he said, yeah, I still want to do that. I said, so let me ask you this. How good of a car designer do you plan to be? He said, man, what do you mean? I said, do you plan to be an average or amazing car designer? He said, Professor Martin, man, I plan to be the best. I said, the best? He said, yeah, man, I want to be one of the best in the world at designing cars. And I said, okay, I have no doubt you can do that, but I need to ask you a very serious question. And he said, sure. I said, what would that amazing, best in the world car designer that you plan to be in the future say about the choice of whether or not to cut your hair today? In other words, would he say that it would help you or hurt you in your chances of achieving your goals as a world-class car designer? And before he could respond, I told him, I said, I don't want you to answer that question for me. I just want you to think about it. And don't listen to your guidance counselor. Don't listen to me or any other professor. Don't even listen to your parents or even the person you are today. I said, listen to what the person you want to become says and be true to that person. I said, that's it. You can leave now. Well, about a week later, I get a call from our friend, you know, the guidance counselor, telling me how excited she was about our student choosing to cut his hair. He had cut his hair. She said, did you see him? He looks great. Thanks for telling him to cut his hair. Now, you guys know, I didn't tell him to cut his hair. And I told her that. I said, I did not tell this boy to cut his hair. He chose to do it himself. Now, I share this story with you because our student already knew what he should do, but he lacked the vision to see where he was going. He forgot about it. He knew what he wanted. He knew what he wanted to do with his life and his career. He knew what he wanted to become, but he failed to see that the choices that we make today will ultimately determine our destiny tomorrow, or at least could have a major impact on it. So my question and challenge to you this week is, how's your vision? Are you making choices that are consistent with being the man God called and created you to be? As a husband, as a father, leader, and a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Think about it. As a husband, how would the husband you desire to be in the future show love to your wife this week? As a father, how much time would the father you like to become in the future spend with his children this week? As a leader, how would the servant leader you desire to be serve others on your job or in your business this week? And as a follower of Jesus Christ, how much time would the Christian you desire to be in the future spend reading God's word, seeking his face, and serving his people? See, only you and God know the answer to those questions. And only you can decide what you're going to do with those answers. Remember, real men see the end from the beginning. Because without a vision, the man perishes. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others, especially those men that you're discipling or you're mentoring. Who knows, one of them may need to make a decision about their future today. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners. And here's one of them. Check this one out. This review comes from The Humble Giant. I love it. The Humble Giant says, this podcast is truly a blessing and has already made a positive impact on my spiritual life. I've been searching for a practical and scripture-based podcast for quite some time, and I finally found it. Too many podcasts I've tried to listen to in the past sound preachy or just pure entertainment and no spiritual substance. But this one is different. This podcast is like sitting down with your friends and really going into deep discussion about what it truly means to be a Christian man. But this isn't just idle talk. These are strong men of God sharing their message on how all of us can change the way we live. Every message presents practical spiritual guidance for men to grow in their walk with Christ. I really look forward to where this podcast goes and pray that it continues to deliver such powerful weekly messages. Wow, what a great, great review, Humble Giant. I appreciate it, man. That really blesses me to hear that. And I tell you, each week I try to share a different review with you. I pick them randomly. So if you leave a review, who knows, I just may end up reading yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes. And you can find us even on Stitcher and TuneIn and all the other podcast apps that you guys have on your phone. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds, go over to iTunes and rate the program. I mean, you can do it on your podcast app, on Stitcher, TuneIn, or whatever. This is the best way to help us exponentially grow this podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you'd rather drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out RealMenConnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's RealMenConnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.